Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, some might think that we're coming to the end of the road in the story of Jesus here in the Gospel of Luke, as Jesus is literally on the road on his way to Jerusalem. And at this point in his travels, it's what's called the triumphal entry. Luke told us all the way back in Luke chapter 9 and verse 51 that when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. No doubt, all roads led to the cross for Jesus. He knew it, and he still went through with it. And so now, as he makes his triumphal entry, to the naked eye, what would transpire following this wouldn't seem triumphant at all. Dying a criminal's death and being tortured and humiliated leading up to it. But make no mistake about it, perception isn't always reality, and this is far from the end of the road for Jesus. So let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40, and read this account of the triumphal entry. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say this, 'The Lord has need of it.' So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.'" You know, this triumphal entry is recorded in all four gospel records. John's record in John 12 is the least detailed, although he and Matthew give us a detail that Luke does not. This journey into Jerusalem with a king riding on a donkey was actually foretold in Zechariah 9 and verse 9. Matthew writes, also citing this passage in Matthew 21 verses 4 and 5, quote, "This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" So you remember what we said just a moment ago? Jesus knew it and still went through with it. And it came down to him fulfilling even this seemingly insignificant event, except Zechariah called him a king. The irony in this story is heavy. Jesus is being received as a king, ahead of his kingdom being established through the church. Jesus is being received as a king while riding on a donkey, as Zechariah said, humble and mounted on a donkey. Jesus is being received as a king ahead of being treated as a full-blown criminal deserving of a gruesome death. Can you imagine the conflicted feeling that would be? To hear your name lauded and praised, seeing people throwing down their cloaks, a sign of respect, and then hearing on the other hand these Pharisees commanding you to rebuke your disciples. How difficult of an experience that would have been. And yet Jesus responds as only he can, by saying, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." The earth was witness to the greatness of Jesus. There was no way that he could be ultimately denied of who he was and still is, and what he would do and still does for his disciples today. Thanks so much for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.